Hallelujah. This is another glorious day in the presence of the Lord. I will bless God for His mercy over our lives. We bless God for His divine protection. We bless God for what He has been doing for us. Lord, we lift you up because you are good. Lord, we lift you up because you are superb. Lord, we lift you up because there's no one like you. There's no one that can be compared with you. You are incomparable, God. You are great. You are good. You are kind. You are faithful. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I want to appreciate what God has been doing using this program, and I want to thank the Lord for using this program as an instrument of deliverance. I want to appreciate the King of Kings. I appreciate the Lord of Lords and thank Him for His wonders. I pray that God will continue to do this great work in our lives in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Midnight Prayers, and this program comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. And I'm trusting God as you are connected also that you'll be blessed and the power of God will fall upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken. The evil hand upon you shall be roasted. The Lord shall lift you up, and the mercy of God shall come upon your life in Jesus' name. Today is the fourth day of the month of October, year 2021. Wherever you are, begin to worship the Lord and appreciate Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, and bless His name. Sing this song with me. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Labroko Shakata. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Maglulu Shandakata Kata. You are Yahweh. Alpha Omega. Oh, you are Yahweh. Alpha Omega Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God, your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Beloved, there are prayers we are going to pray now, and I want you to pray this prayer very well. This is midnight, and we have to pray aggressively. You must be a midnight warrior in these last days. You must learn how to pray some prayers. Now open your mouth and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every evil yoke planted into my life in the midnight, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil yoke planted into my life in the midnight, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil yoke planted into my life in the midnight, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, evil altar where affliction has been programmed into my life, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar where affliction has been programmed into my life, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar where affliction has been programmed into my life, cast fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Any power shooting arrow at me in the sleep, in the name of Jesus. Any power shooting arrow at me in the sleep, there in the name of Jesus. Any power shooting arrow at me in the sleep, there in Jesus' name. We say, blood of Jesus, barricade my life from all evils in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade my life from evil, barricade my life from evil, barricade my family from evil, barricade my life from evil in Jesus' name. We say, territorial affliction expire in the name of Jesus. Territorial affliction expire in the name of Jesus. Territorial affliction expire in the name of Jesus. Territorial affliction expire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, any charm buried into the ground to oppress me, be exhumed by fire any charm buried into the ground to oppress me, be exhumed by fire and go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Any charm buried into the ground to oppress me, be exhumed by fire, go back to the sender, be exhumed by fire, go back to the sender, be exhumed by fire, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, witchcraft deposit in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft deposit in my body, come out now, come out now, come out now, come out now. Witchcraft deposit in my body, come out now, come out now, come out now, come out now, come out now. Witchcraft deposit in my body, come out now in Jesus' name. Pray. Every witchcraft board flying against my destiny, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board flying against my destiny, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board flying against my destiny, fall down and die in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, sickness hiding in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Sickness hiding in my body, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Sickness hiding in my body, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every evil load upon my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every evil load upon my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every evil load upon my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every evil load upon my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every evil load upon my destiny, backfire in Jesus' name. Praise the blood of Jesus. Remove my name from the register of sudden death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove my name from the register of sudden death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove the name of my children from the register of sudden death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove the name of my children from the register of sudden death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove the name of my wife from the register of sudden death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove my name, remove my name, remove my name, remove my name from the register of sudden death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove my name, remove my name, remove my name from the register of sudden death in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Yesterday I was talking and continuing the message on total freedom from mysterious oppression. Total freedom from mysterious oppression. The Bible says something very strange, and anytime we read that portion, it calls for attention. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 7a, the Bible says, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. Surely oppression has the capacity to make somebody who is even wise, somebody who is strong, to make him mad. That is, oppression has capacity to render somebody destabilized. Oppression has capacity to make somebody to lose his memory. Oppression has capacity to even make the wisest man to become fool. Oppression has capacity to make the strong man to be a vegetable. Oppression maketh a wise man mad. Oppression is not part of God's agenda for our lives. That is why the Bible said in Isaiah 54 verse 14, that in righteousness shall thou be established. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shall be far from oppression. Thou shall be far from oppression. According to God's plan for us, we should be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. So the Bible is saying that oppression should be far away from us. It should not be part of our lives. But unfortunately, oppression has become part of people's life. The enemy has afflicted a lot with oppression. Oppression is a state of captivity in which you rely on your enemy for survival. Oppression means to put somebody under a subjection. You know, a subjection. You put him under a subjection by a force stronger than the person. Something is making you to do something and you cannot say no. You know, It's an oppression. There are people that have been addicted to pornography. If they don't watch it in a day, they are not balanced. It's an oppression. There are people that have been addicted to smoking. It's an oppression. There are people that are great humanizer. It's an oppression. There are people now who are sleeping with animals. It's an oppression. There are people now who can never sleep until they swallow some drug. It's an oppression. This is what the enemy has afflicted many lives with. There are many, many families now where the people there never balance. All of them are facing the same problem. It's an oppression. This oppression, the Bible says, it maketh a wise man mad. Because all the understanding of the wise man, everything he has gathered, he couldn't find solution to what he's passing through. This is an oppression. Your father has this problem. You are having the same problem. It's an oppression. Oppression maketh a man my wife. A man hear the whistle of a masquerade. And immediately hear the whistle, he was running towards and begin to dance. And this is somebody who has left this thing for a long time. It's an oppression. Beloved, there is a covenant, hidden covenant, between a person and the yoke of oppression that is passing through. And that covenant needs to be broken. There are a lot happening to people. There are some people, there are some girls outside now, ladies. It will be like if they have a male organ inside their body. And even on the road, you will see them. They will know that, you will know that somebody is even sleeping with them on the road. It is an oppression. Oppression maketh a madman mad. Maketh a man, a wise man mad. Lot of sexual harassment in the dream. It is an oppression. This has destroyed a lot of marriages. This has destroyed a lot of businesses. This has rendered the finances of many men useless. Because there's a strange spirit husband. There's a strange spirit wife tormenting the marriage, hereby rendering the financial strength of that home useless, hereby destroying the business, hereby making the business to go down, hereby making affliction everywhere. It is an oppression. A lot will find out that their life never moved forward. At the edge of breakthrough, something will happen, and it has been going on like that. This is an oppression. The Bible says, oppression maketh a man, a wise man mad. A man will always get a job, but exactly at 6 months, he will lose that job. The first one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one. This has become oppression. Something is behind it. When something like this is happening, you must trace it back. There is a root to that. And there's a covenant established hidden from you that is strengthening the oppression. Today, I pray for you that every mysterious oppression in your life, in your family, shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You see 2-3 people in the family running mad. It is an oppression. You see a person who is giving birth, and at the point of giving birth, the child dies. Second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one. It's an oppression. We need to pray very well. The Bible says that oppression has capacity to make a wise man mad. Beloved, we are going to pray. I want you to gather together. I want you to pray with the spirit of enough is enough. When you are passing through situation you don't understand, the first thing to do is to pray an inquiry prayer. Oh Lord, show me the secret of what I'm passing through. Oh Lord, give me a revelation of what I am passing through. Oh Lord, show me what went wrong in the realm of the spirit. Oh Lord, show me what really is going on behind me in the spirit realm. Oh Lord, reveal to me the root cause of what I'm passing through. These are inquiry prayers. You need to pray that one. And when you pray that one, revelation will be given to you. Then you break the covenant that is attaching that thing to you. And you are good to go to begin to bless yourself. Listen, beloved, there are a lot of oppression everywhere. Many marriages have been broken down because strange personality is also there in their home and is causing terrible things to happen. It is time for you to pray. There are people when they sleep now, it's a terrible nightmare. Every night, they have a terrible nightmare. This is an oppression. This one must stop, and God must lay his hand upon your life. Begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to come into your life. Tell the Lord to save you. Thank you, Father. La ke so to ribu rubu shitukai. Ta la bu rubu so to ribu rubu shitukai yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Repeat after me, say, Father, I thank you because you are the Lord. Have mercy upon me. I pray that you come into my life. In Jesus' name we pray. A woman said he had a voice at the midnight, and the voice was calling her. And before we can say Jesus Lord, she stood up physically beside the husband, and she opened the first gate, opened out, and got to the major gate. And she was going on naked. At that point, she had a voice. The voice said, no, daughters of Zion, they don't run mad. Go back. That's how she got back. When she stood up, the husband did not know. She went out, the husband did not know. She was completely naked going out, the husband did not know. She would have become another thing. And they would have not even seen her. She would have disappeared into the thin air. That is what we call oppression. The Bible says, oppression maketh a wise man mad. Some people are feeling peppery pain all over their waist. It's an oppression. Get ready to pray. Get your bottle of oil ready. Bring it out. And a bottle of water, bring it out. If you have a bottle of oil, it's okay. If you don't, I'll get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this point of contact. We decree that the power in the blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil. The power in the blood of Jesus shall enter into this water. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into this oil and this water. And through this oil and this water, the yoke of darkness shall be broken. The blood of Jesus shall flow into the oil, flow into the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little from either the oil or the water that you are holding. We are going to what I call acidic prayer. We are going to what we call uncivilized prayer. We are going to what we call primitive prayers. Prayers that must destroy and dismantle oppression. We are going to pray these prayers. Pray it very well. This is high voltage prayers. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The word fervent takes its root from boiling. It means something that is boiling. There are slumbering prayers. There are casual prayers. There are confused prayers. There are scattered prayers. There are absent-minded prayers. There are prayers that goes up, never bring anything down. There are ice cream prayers. There are worthless prayers. But there are acidic prayers, highly charged prayers, volcanic and bulldozing prayer, primitive and uncivilized prayers, prayers that bring results. Those are the prayers we are going to pray now. Get ready as we pray. Say every power of oppression of my father's house, release my destiny. In the name of Jesus, every power of oppression of my father's house, release my destiny. In the name of Jesus, every power of oppression of my father's house, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant of oppression in my foundation, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Covenant of oppression in my foundation, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Covenant of oppression in my foundation, break and release me, break and release me, break and release me, break and release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Lay your hand upon your head. And you shout more than the way you have ever shouted. Say, every arrow of untimely death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of untimely death, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. Every arrow of untimely death, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, say, yoke of oppression in my brain, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of oppression in my brain, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of oppression in my brain, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Thank you, Father. Now shout it loud and clear. Every load of oppression in my heart, fire in the name of Jesus. Every load of oppression in my heart, fire
fire, fire, fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, something is going on over there now. The power of God is moving upon somebody there. The yoke of oppression is broken. Shout it loud and clear with power. Say, powers that have vowed I will not fulfill my destiny. Why is alive? What are you waiting for? Ah, in the name of Jesus. Power that vow will not fulfill my destiny. Why is alive? What are you waiting for? Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that have vow will not fulfill my destiny. Why is alive? What are you waiting for? Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil pattern of oppression in my family line. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of oppression in my family line. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of oppression in my family line. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your belly button. Small oil on that belly button. Then you say this one very well. Say, every strong man of darkness causing oppression in my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man of darkness causing oppression in my life. Ah, in the name of Jesus, every strong man of darkness causing oppression in my life. Ah, in Jesus' name, still put your lay your hand upon your womb, lay your hand upon your belly button. Say this one very well. Say, every curse issue upon my life before I was born, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse issue upon my life before I was born, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Say, every curse issue upon my life when I was in the womb. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse issue upon my life when I was in the womb. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every curse issue upon my life when I was born. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse issue upon my life on the day I was born. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse issue upon my life on the day I was born. Break. In Jesus' name we pray. These three prayers we pray now, they are very deep. Let me recall them back. Every curse issued upon my life before I was born. Every curse issued upon my life when I was in the womb of my mother. Every curse issued upon my life on the day I was born. Break. You are going to spend 5 minutes on each of these prayers. And whatever the Lord revealed to you, immediately let me know. Your hands here on your belly button. Say, covenant of darkness attached to my placenta. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of darkness attached to my placenta. Break, 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 break. Covenant of darkness attached to my placenta. Break now, break now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now lay your hand upon your upon each other while you anoint both hands. You shout very well. Say, you powers assigned to make me poor. You powers assigned to make me experience poverty. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Power assigned to make me poor. Power assigned to make me to experience poverty. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Say, covenant of poverty in my hands. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of poverty in my hand. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your legs and prophesy to your legs. Say, my legs, you will take me to the next level. My legs, you will not take me to tragedy. My legs, you will take me to the land of fulfillment. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That is wonderful. Look at what God has done there. The yoke of spirit husband have just broken upon that sister's life. There is an idol that was given to a sister when you wanted to get married. Your mother gave it to you, and your mother told you some things you should be doing. But after some time, you have thrown this idol, you have thrown it away. But the idol you throw away, it has not been thrown away. The idol, immediately you threw it away, it was planted back into your womb. Now, that is why you have been facing what you are facing now. If you are that person, your mother, before you got married, while you are preparing for your wedding or so, your mother gave you something like a small idol. And he said you should take it to your marriage. But after some time, you notice that this is not necessary. You threw it away, but you thought it is gone. Because that was the idol that your mother served.
and your mother was probably worshiping. It was given to her by your grandmom. And that idol is called marine idol. And that idol had a covenant with all of you. That is why you are facing this strange attack. The idol had married to all the female. You need to pray. Unfortunately, when you threw it away, you thought it's gone, but it's planted back into your womb. Please, if that really affects you, you can private chat me. So we'll give you the right prayer to pray so that you can be delivered from this affliction. Thank you, Father. La coca procusinti liberosu de calacata. Mi pandus calacata. Bring your prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this request. Answer everybody by fire. Touch this request by your power. In Jesus' name, prayer. I pray for as many people who are expecting their permanent resident document. They are expecting a result of their interview. They are expecting the results of the exam they've done. I pray that very soon this result will come out and it will favor you. It will be a testimony to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of failure in your life is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who have not married and they have reached the age of getting married. The yoke of darkness in your family, the curse that stagnates people in your family, that curse shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every connection between you and spirit husband shall be broken. And I command your destiny to be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Go and get married and get settled in marriage. In Jesus' name, prayer. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I decree to your life that the power of God will fall upon you. The yoke of childlessness and miscarriage shall be broken. The power responsible for that oppression in your life shall be disgraced. Your womb shall be restored. The eggs of your body that the enemy has swallowed shall be vomited. Any serpent that have swallowed the eggs of your body, they shall vomit it, and you shall get back your eggs. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, as a special mother, you must be praying very well, because every woman has a number of eggs that have been attached to her right from the time God created her. You know, the medical science says about 1,000 to 2,000. Is it about 1,000 now? You know, that have been attached to life, 1,000 or 2,000 or 1 million, did they say? You know, but this kind of eggs, the enemy can program a serpent that will swallow everything. And this is why many people now are facing what they are facing. If the eggs of your body have been swallowed, if you have had a dream, you saw a serpent swallowing the eggs, it means that there's a force in your root, a dangerous serpent in your root that has been swallowing your good thing, swallowing testimony of your life, swallowing your baby. You must pray. The serpent must be roasted and the serpent must vomit all the eggs swallowed. I pray that the power of God will break the head of the serpent and all that the serpent has swallowed shall be vomited in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you to go and get your breakthrough, receive the anointing to experience supernatural conception and receive your miracle babies. In Jesus' name, prayer. I pray for those who are here and they are burdened concerning their children. They are burdened. They are so burdened because of what their children is passing through, what their children are passing through. I pray that right away now, that thing that your children are passing through shall be lifted away and God will favor your children and there will be testimony in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. All the business that have been affected negatively shall be revived in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you have a revelation or you have any testimony, you can share with us on this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. And I know that God will bless you and God will advance your course in life in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you so much.